I'm Mike Frazier. You're listening to WYSO Today for Thursday, January 15th. A proposal to repeal a law that would tweak the state's recreational marijuana statute has been rejected. That means the group that wants to stop that law from taking effect and allow voters to decide on it in November will have to try again. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Senate Bill 56, signed last month, will ban most intoxicating hemp and THC and CBD beverages and makes changes to the marijuana law that voters approved in 2023. The repeal petition submitted by a coalition of cannabis and hemp retailers known as Ohioans for Cannabis Choice includes six areas of concern with omissions and misstatements that are misleading and even false, says Attorney General Dave Yost. Yost must sign off on the petition for the repeal effort to continue. Ohioans for Cannabis Choice says it will resubmit, adding that, quote, Yost is just a speed bump in the process, end quote. It's not unusual for petitions to be rejected, but the retailers were hoping to block the law from taking effect in March. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A new Republican-backed bill is meant to cut down on fraud by child care providers. The issue has been in the spotlight recently as cases were exposed in Minnesota and unfounded questions were raised on social media about centers in central Ohio. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
Republican Representative Phil Plummer says the state is dealing with fraud in child care payments.
But unfortunately, as you've seen in our communities, a lot of people are gaslighting this issue and really blowing it out of proportion.
Plummer says his bill was developed with the state agency that oversees child care. It would expand the Ohio Attorney General's authority to investigate child care fraud, would make it easier to stop payments to suspect child care facilities, and would enhance data analytics. Plummer says the bill would also pay daycares by attendance instead of enrollment, something Governor Mike DeWine says Ohio already does. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
People have flocked to raising backyard chickens in recent years, but some yards lack space or are in cities that restrict raising chickens. So one local provider has stumbled upon a possible and smaller egg-laying alternative, quail. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
So last year, I sold 482 live quail and 594 hatching eggs to a total of 68 customers. I've already got 109 quail on order right now to 8 customers, and we haven't started yet.
That was Andrea Hancock. She runs Happy Wife Acres with her husband, John Hancock, in Fairborn. The pair say quail can be good for smaller urban or suburban homes seeking fresh eggs. John Hancock says the small birds produce eggs in just weeks, and they're quieter and less disruptive than chickens.
They won't destroy your neighbor's flower bed. They won't jump your fence. They won't get out in traffic because they stay in a cage all the time.
Starting up any bird raising operation can cost anywhere from $500 to $1,000. But the Hancocks say quails provide a quicker return on investment. They lay eggs daily once they mature, providing fresh and frequent eggs for up to 9 months. After that, they can be harvested for their dark meat, which is less messy to process at home. But quail need a heartier diet that provides about twice the protein of typical chicken feed. The Hancocks say that means the tiny birds poop a lot.
There's a radiant heat plate down here.
John Hancock leads me out to their own quail cages, pointing out how quickly they accumulate waste.
This is a poop tray.
Oh.
And it was emptied last night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Despite the cleaning process, the Hancocks are big proponents of backyard quails. They offer in-person classes and videos on YouTube that cover raising, processing, and incubating quail. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
NASA will soon be sending a student-built satellite from UC into orbit. WVXU's Tana Weingartner reports.
UC CubeCats president Nathan Nguyen says the project, which began in 2018, has come to fruition.
As of January 2026, just last Friday, LeopardSat 1 has officially been handed off to NASA and Voyager Technologies. Our satellite is no longer a prototype in a student lab. It's been integrated into the launch vehicle and is now manifested on NG-24.
NG-24 is scheduled to blast off for the International Space Station later this year. From there, the student's satellite will be deployed into space to test if a thin carbon sheeting can effectively block radiation, something NASA will need if it wants to send astronauts to Mars. LeopardSat-1 is UC's first ever space mission and Ohio's first entirely student-led satellite. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
Winter continues for today into the end of the week and into the weekend with more snow chances tonight through Friday and really into Saturday. An inch is possible in a few places, maybe two. It's going to be very, very cold for this weekend. And that's your news from WISO Today for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Mike Fraser.